can make it through it. Makes us all the better.
Oh, yeah. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and I kind of want to do this. What Elon Musk is, I guess, saying is a possibility. I want to control things with my mind. He plans to connect human brains directly to computers by the end of next year. Liv, the web girl's already shaking her head. I want to know, 833-563-2539, what you think about this, and I'll explain it some more. But do you think this is cool that we might be able to, in the near future, control things with our mind? I think this is awesome, and there's a lot of practical uses. Let's see. He says they're testing on animals already underway, and a monkey, check this out, it's actually happened, has been able to control the computer with its brain. What do you think monkeys are searching for? Is it just like kind of like almost for a monkey, it turns them on. It's like Google images, like bananas. It's like,
ooh, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, bananas. Ooh, butts. Ooh. I mean, what do you think? Like, you know, like if a guy is on, he's like, oh, porn, but a monkey's like, oh, bananas.
Maybe.
I like bananas. I don't know. What would a monkey Google? What's a monkey doing on a computer?
I think they could Google anything. You need to be able to spell banana.
You think they don't know how to spell? I bet a monkey knows how to spell banana.
All they need to do is listen to This Ish is Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's what we should really be working on. Just playing that for them 24 hours a day so they can learn how to spell it.
If we see Gwen Stefani on the scene, we know we got a smart monkey right there. One of the goals, though, he's saying, because I know you're going to be freaking out about this, but he says one of the goals of his company is called Neuralink. They want to treat brain disorders, saying, quote, we can solve this with a chip. It also sought to help you preserve and enhance your own brain and to create a well-aligned future. Okay, Liv, you're freaking out,
so
and I want
to
know, 833-563-2539. I think this is awesome, but why is this scaring you so much?
I think it blows my mind. People are scared of freaking Alexas. Alexas! But this, people are like, oh, this is cool. Like, absolutely not. I do not want my brain waves, my brain patterns to be put onto a machine. That's how they can build machines. They can see all of that brain and give machines a life, and that's what scares me. That's what I feel like. They'll see all of the patterns. They're going to somehow turn it into coding, like the brave waves and the lengths and the personal features and characters and what makes up my brain and stuff like that, like how big my certain lobe is and how much activity that lobe has versus my other lobe.
The machine's going to link up to Liv's brain and say, thank you, next.
Yeah.
Error.
I just think this is freaky. And also, like, I don't think it's smart. Like, I don't know what their idea is for the chip to be in it all of the time or something.
Yeah,
but
would
I don't
be implanted
think that's smart.
There.
Think of how many like petty and just cruel and evil people there are out there. If they are given more power and more intense power with being like directly connected with your brain to a machine, I don't think that's good.
But think of all the positive stuff he's saying for people that might have some mental disorders, like brain disorders or physical ailments. If they can use their brain, if their brain is functioning and they can have it like turn on the TV.
Right.
Unlock the front door.
I love this, by the way. I absolutely
really?
Love this. I've already like thought of this in my head because I'm working on my computer, right? Obviously, I'm trying to do a ton of things at once. I have a ton
like
of...
Like Google the last...
the sound
the last quiz we just did because he's not happy he lost.
His BuzzFeed quiz.
So since I always have so many tabs open and so many different things, like when... Let's say I'm like working on my computer and I'm editing audio, right? Then let's say I need to switch over to
the internet. Email.
Yeah. And then I open the tab and it's like on YouTube. I'm like, no, I want to be able to open the internet and then boom, it'd be right there on my
that
email.
That is just so unnecessary. You
no,
do
it's
not need
so
a brain
trip.
You do not need a brain chip for that. I also, like you, am editing audio sometimes. I've got audio pulled up. I've got, you know, YouTube pulled up because I'm trying to pull things from YouTube to put on our social media. I'm also writing blogs. I'm also tweeting. And I'm also writing emails. So I as well have a bunch of tabs open. It's not that big of a deal. I don't need a brain chip.
I'm always like, I wish it was
lazy. That just seems lazy.
It seems efficient.
It is lazy, but it's amazing, Liv.
If there's a paraplegic.
Yep.
And he's able to get around easier. He's able to live a better life, have a better quality of life by this brain chip. By all means, Joe, do I think you need it so you can get a beer from the fridge to your couch because you're too lazy to get up? No!
You know what? That's a genius idea. I need this right now. You know what? That's it. Elon Musk, if you're listening, I'm willing to have a chip put into my head just to get that beer into my belly.
Me too.
What a hater, Liv. What a hater.
It freaks me out.